The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, businesses will from today have access to a range of government supports through the new National Enterprise Hub. And it was launched today by the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke. And he joins me now. Minister, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Mandy.
Now, Minister, just talk us through this Enterprise Hub. What exactly is it and why do we need it?
So this is a new one-stop shop which will have all the various 180 supports across 19 different departments and state agencies that are available to businesses. And one of the key pressures that businesses face right across the country is time. Their time is so precious. So what we want to do here is have a one-stop shop to bring all these supports together, and that businesses can either log on online to the website or they can ring and call and speak to someone face-to-face, a specific advisor that can point them to the direction of their industry and what supports or mentorship that are available to them and that can help them specifically with their business. And that obviously saves a lot of time for the business directly themselves as well.
Yeah. And as you say, like, lots of businesses are time poor. They're busy trying to keep their businesses afloat, deal with all the other issues. Bureaucracy is the last thing they need when they're applying for grants and the like. But there's 180 government supports. Are they being used at all, or what's your sense of how many businesses are actually taking them up at the moment?
Yes, they are in the main. Obviously, we're on a new strategy in government, really trying to speak to digitalisation. So we are, through the White Paper and Enterprise, trying to get so many SMEs digital and improve their capacity in that regard, because there's so many changes coming down the line which will bring great opportunities like artificial intelligence. We're also really embarking upon that decarbonisation journey. So you can see that we have about €300 million in one specific fund trying to provide priming finances to our SME sector to help them really transform how they operate their processes. And also we want to try and encourage businesses really to invest more in productivity, because we really have our tax code incentivizing that, and also a host of grants and supports that are available, and especially low cost loans in areas that can help with working capital, because finance and raising finance can be a specific pinch point for businesses. So this will assist in helping business owners with all of that and navigating through all of those supports.
Minister, two things arose this week that I wanted to ask you about. One was a statement from the IDA earlier in the week where the numbers of companies who are investing into Ireland is slightly down. They raised concerns about infrastructural investment and, you know, questions around housing, water supply, energy supply. And yesterday I was speaking to the Minister for Finance after the summer economic statement was published, and he mentioned that a lot of what the government are going to be doing in Budget 2025 is about capital investment. Are you happy that the plans and the investment amounts that are being planned in Budget 2025 are going to be enough to curb those concerns of those multinationals who are looking at Ireland in a maybe different way now in terms of our capacity?
Well, I've met so many multinationals over the last 14 weeks since my appointment, and I am absolutely confident that our value proposition is still very strong. If you look at the numbers, essentially, the IDA set out in their strategy, their five-year strategy, to grow our job market by 50,000 jobs. They're now on 70,000, and their strategy hasn't been completed yet. Secondly, I would say that, which is very important, the mix that we have now in terms of, if you look at this year, they've won about 148 new investments, and two-thirds of those are repeat business. And that's businesses that are showing, you know, confidence in our economy and our value proposition and voting with their feet saying, we're staying here, we're staying in Ireland as a location. And secondly, one-third are new name investments. And that's why it's so important that we're attracting new good global companies to choose Ireland as a base or for one of their branches. And we must continue to offer that strong competitive edge. And obviously, the Minister of Finance will be very clear, as I am, that we need to continue capital investment. That is the only way we will try and hold our competitive edge as an economy. And as you quite rightly point out, that means more housing. It means investment in wastewater and our water infrastructure. It means we have to keep the broadband plan at pace to ensure that we have better speeds of broadband in the most rural parts of Ireland than in the heart of Manhattan. That's a huge testament to government policy. And we'll keep doing that and investing in education and tertiary education is also so important. And that's key, that I always say when I go abroad that our primary resource, our most important competitive advantage is our people, because we have such a highly educated skill set in Ireland, which is so important to us.
Absolutely. Look, Minister, you mentioned there that you've been 14 weeks in the job so far. I know you've been a minister before, but this is your first stint as a senior minister. I have to admit, it's very nice to see a senior economic ministry to go to somebody from the Midlands. But how are you finding that step up in a senior department?
It's really senior hurling, as someone has said before. It's a lot of pressure, all right, but really enjoying the opportunity. I was delighted to get our SME package through over my first month, which I thought was very important. So we made some significant changes there to help our SME sector. They employ 70% of all employment in our communities, drive so much economic activity. And as well, it's very important for the Midlands and for rural Ireland in general. I think, you know, we have a big reset, a big focus now in Fine Gael and hopefully in the wider government on the nuts and bolts issues about improving the quality of life of our citizens. And I think you're going to see that hopefully in the budget submission that I've prepared, where I'm trying to encourage the government to have a very strong business stamp right across Budget 2025, that we can ensure we're rewarding enterprise and that we're improving our employment 2.7 million, which is huge. And one of the critical things is female participation. We have now at this point in time almost 1.25 million women working in Ireland, which is a record high, up 170,000 from quarter one 2019. And when you look at, you know, the agile working environment now, remote working, improvements in childcare, we need to continue that progress to have a more diverse workplace as well.
Indeed. Minister, listen, we wish you well with your endeavours. After the break, we're going to be reviewing the Dáil term, so you might want to stay tuned for that. But for now, we want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today. That was Minister Peter Burke, Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.